The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. His mission is to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. Whether you're a seasoned real estate pro or just looking for a way to buy your first home, Dr. Chuck will draw on 25 years of intensive real estate experience to get the answers you need. From the simple to the complex, he'll fill you in on trade secrets the pros use to get their advantage and give you deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams. And now, here's your Real Estate Insider, Dr. Chuck Fury.
Hello, folks. Dr. Chuck here. Great to be with you again this week. Real estate is the most fascinating commodity I know of. Sexier than stocks and bonds, more useful than gold, and sometimes seems to create even more emotion and drama than Hollywood. I've been in the real estate business for over 25 years, and my mission with this show is to bring insider strategies to you from my 25 years of experience on the front lines with real estate. I've seen a lot of drama, and I've seen a lot of emotion in real estate. And what we try to do is create solutions for folks to change those emotions into something much more satisfying. Mike Staton, my very able right-hand man at Stanford Property, is here with me today. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Great. Very, very good. Looking forward to diving into some interesting ideas involving real estate today.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, good. Before we do, what I'd like to do is kind of bring to our listeners' attention more of the sillier side of real estate. I noticed that some apartment owner got wind of this particular note from a tenant that he was managing. It says, "Hey, sillies." This was a note from one tenant to another. From one neighbor to another. "Hey, sillies, I noticed you guys keep forgetting to pick up your dog's poopies, so I took it upon myself to bring by some baggies. I assumed you're all out because why else wouldn't you clean up after your dogs?
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, I also helped out by driving all that said poop conveniently in front of your door for easier cleanup. You're welcome."
Very nice neighbors.
Yeah, that
sounds like a great community.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the drawbacks of doing property management, and that's why we've designed some programs that avoid property management. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. But if you can handle those kind of tenants, it's a handful.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
Whenever you get lots of people living together that don't know each other and don't necessarily respect each other,
right?
It's a management issue.
Yeah. So you want to have somebody you can trust that's handling that, and we've done that for a very long time.
Yep. Here's one. "The seller will accept your down payment of 5,000 returnable beer and soda bottles, provided one of those bottles contains a check for $150,000.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Don't take that to the recycling center, though. You want to keep that one bottle.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That is so true.
Yeah, I saw another one over here. There was an agent on the phone, and the agent looks a little odd, but he's talking to his clients. He says, "For the sake of full disclosure, I am obligated to inform you that this property is located on a planet besieged by war, poverty, disease, political unrest, and rampant stupidity."
Well, yeah, that's very true. And it's good that he globalized it, because it's such a temptation sometimes to make it very specific to a neighbor or
right. Someone else. The author of the "Hey, Sillies" letter might specify the location there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, Mike, what shall we talk about today? I want to give our listeners some good insider tips.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about our legacy triangle and our three-point plan and how that helps people in certain areas of their life. You know, we've talked about transitions, life transitions on this show, and we've worked with a number of people recently that have been benefiting from our legacy triangle.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the legacy triangle, for the benefit of the listeners, we ought to explain a little bit about the challenge here. When a person owns a property for a long period of time, 20, 30, 35 years, and they're ready to make a change because they're in a transition. They're probably moving from their stable environment to becoming a retiree or someone that wants to enjoy their life or someone that wants to prepare to stabilize their financial life so they don't have to worry about it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when they reach that, and frankly, I think people should retire at the earliest age possible, because retirement really means, the word retire means to simply retire, and not throw the tire into the garbage. It means to retire. And that's the genesis of it. And so I don't believe anybody should stop their life goals. They should just simply repurpose their lives.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. It's not just, you know, packing up your briefcase and leaving it in the corner anymore. It's a way to take on a new life and new adventures.
Exactly. So our three-point plan has a trio of benefits, and we call it our legacy triangle. And what we can do for folks is we can show them a way and help them implement this way as well, show them a way to create from their home a trio of benefits that creates a diverse portfolio for them, a secure portfolio for them, and something they can move into the future with and know that they are covered in terms of their financial future and stability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it varies for different situations, but it pretty much can help any real estate owner that has a primary residence or rental income properties that they're looking to maximize the value out of.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what we create for, let's say, for example, a downsizer, we have someone in Los Altos who we spoke to recently. I'll be seeing again next week. And they're very excited about this program because what it'll allow them to do is to take their personal residence, which has huge capital gains taxes, and avoid those taxes entirely. Not only avoid the taxes, but diversify what we're calling their underperforming asset, their home. The equity inside their home is not doing anything for them. It's not paying them back. It's sitting there. And they're ready to downsize. They're ready to move into, nice house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house somewhere, but they don't need the 5 bedrooms, 3 baths and the 2.5 acres. They don't need that anymore. And so ultimately what they'll end up with our triangle is they'll end up, the pinnacle of the triangle is a free and clear home. Their 3-bedroom, 2-bath home will be free and clear. They'll have a self-directed portfolio, and in their case, it'll be worth $500,000. They can invest that in any fashion they want, into fixed income securities, into a portfolio of mixed mutual funds and bonds, whatever they want, which will diversify their portfolio and take it out of just having all their eggs in their one basket, which was their home.
Right, and it's starting to work for them rather than just being that dead equity in the house.
You got it. Exactly. And then the third part of our triangle is where they get a long-term annuity. That annuity acts like a bond, but it pays double the income of a bond, of a corporate, or I should say of a government bond.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to pass up.
Yeah, no, and it's secured as well. So ultimately, this is a wonderful plan. People are responding to it very, very positively. And I should throw in a commercial here. If anybody wants to talk to either Mike or I about it, give us a call at 888-NO-TAXES, 888-NO-TAXES, or if you prefer, send us an email and ask us your questions through email, and that's hidrchuck@gmail.com, hidrchuck@gmail.com. So, Mike, what do you think we should start discussing first about this triangle?
Well, maybe we can talk about some of the recent clients that we've been helping out and some of the issues that they've had. Maybe one of our recent downsizer clients. I know that we've gone over his situation, and he has a house very similar to one that you just described, you know, 5-bedroom, 3-bath.
Sure.
It's in the peninsula. And he's looking to still have a nice quality of life and a nice standard of living, mm-hmm. and wants to have a great place to live that's somewhere nearby where he's at, but isn't nearly as big, so the cost will be less. But he still wants to do something with all that equity that he has in his current home.
That's right. Yes, he's a very sophisticated financial person. He was one of the founders of a startup, and he understands numbers very, very well. And he understands the beauty of what we're proposing to him. But before I do, speak to that, I want to bring in our question about in the insider tip.
Sure.
And then after our break, Mike, we'll go back to that and explain in great detail what we're talking about here. So my question is, and it does relate to our client and many other clients that have come to us, if you were nearing retirement, Mike, and you were self-employed, let's say you didn't have a lot of Social Security benefits coming to you every month, and you don't have a lot saved, really most of your equity, most of your net worth in your financial life is tied up in your home, and if you're in that situation and you can't get a mortgage for whatever reason, either you don't have the income to support a lender feeling comfortable with it, or some other reason, and if you can try to get a reverse mortgage, which we often help people with, but you got to be careful about reverse mortgages and make sure that you go to the right provider. That's very, very critical, so you don't get bad terms on that mortgage. But let's say you can't get a reverse mortgage, or you can only get $1,500 a month, which is about their limit right now. So you've owned this home for over 30 years. You've got all your equity tied up. You don't want to sell it because you'll pay a lot of capital gains taxes, maybe $500,000-$600,000, maybe more. But you are concerned about going into a rest home, let's say in 10 to 15 years. You're in your mid to late 70s. You want to make sure you have enough money to cover all those expenses no matter what happens in the future. What would you do?
That's a difficult situation. Yeah. So you want to keep your property because that's your only asset, is what it sounds like from your question. Mm-hmm. But you need some money. You need to get some money out of it, and you can't really get that loan that you're talking about. Can't refinance. A reverse mortgage isn't possible. I know that we have a couple solutions for some people, and maybe we can get into that on the other side of the break.
Sure. I think we should, Mike. So let's take a break for a second, give our listeners a break as well. When we come back, we'll give you the answer to that insider tip, plus we'll talk in great detail about our legacy triangle. Okay, Mike, we'll see you in five.
For questions or comments about today's topic, send email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. That's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. Now, back to your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury.
Welcome back, folks. Dr. Chuck here, your Real Estate Insider. Thanks for listening, and thanks for staying with us. I have Mike Staton here with us. Mike, you still here?
I sure am.
Hey, great. So, in the last segment, we talked about a couple of interesting ideas. We had an insider question, which was a lengthy question about someone who ultimately is self-employed, can't get a mortgage on their property, in their mid-70s, early to mid-70s probably, are thinking about the next 20 years of their lives and trying to determine how they can diversify their situation a bit and create an income for themselves. And so that's an interesting question. Our insider tip is, can you use your real estate, your personal residence, to create a diversified portfolio? And the answer is yes. Now, you'll go to some financial planners and some CPAs, and they'll say, no, you really can't do that with real estate. You got to stay in real estate. If you're talking about investment real estate and you're talking about something sophisticated like a 1031 tax-deferred exchange, which we'll talk about in another instance, that is the party line that you need to keep that in real estate. What we're talking about here is someone's personal residence, and they would like to diversify that underperforming asset into something that will help them through the rest of their years. So they need an inflation hedge in case inflation gets out of control. They want to have some dollars in something that will be an inflation hedge, which real estate provides a very good inflation hedge for most people. But they don't have any diversification because they don't have their money elsewhere. They just have it tied up in this real estate. And they want also a steady income. They want something that is low risk and secured, but they'd like to have a steady income. So if they go and get a reverse mortgage on their home, they're only going to get about $1,500 a month.
That's steady, but...
yes, it's steady.
That's not necessarily sufficient.
Yes, right. That's McDonald's every night.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that to anyone. So in this case, the answer is, of course, to do a diversified restructuring of their home where they would downsize. They would move to a smaller home. They would own that presumably free and clear. I say presumably because most people at that age do not want to put debt on their property. And we can show them how to purchase that free and clear. Then they would create some of their equity into a self-directed portfolio of stocks and bonds. And either they would self-direct it or we would help them find a great certified financial planner to help them do this. And then the remaining part of their asset would go into a long-term annuity that acts like a government bond, but it'll pay them double. It is secured, and it's secured by real estate. So in case anything were to happen, they would still own the real estate.
And that's a very high-producing asset. So it's essentially a very productive annuity for them.
It is. Yes. Yes, it is. So that's our answer there. And that's what we coincidentally talked to the gentleman in Los Altos Hills about. Mm-hmm. Same concept. He's very excited about it. And we're going to be talking to him about implementing this strategy in the near future.
Yeah, and it works out perfectly for him as far as we've been able to work on his situation. He's in the perfect situation. He has a lot of value in his real estate. He has a serious capital gains liability if he chooses to sell and not follow through with our plan or some similar plan.
Yep.
So this is really going to do exactly what he needs. He's going to achieve all of those benefits, the trio of benefits that you just outlined there.
Yep, he will. He will. And it's in his situation and many others, their primary area of net worth is their home. And the good news is they live in an area that has appreciated so rapidly and so tremendously that they have built up a tremendous portfolio of equity in their home. The problem is it's not serving them. It's not serving their lifestyle.
Right.
And we always say, use what you have to get what you need to get the life you deserve. And so when folks come in or I go over to their home and we sit down and we talk about their financial situation and I talk about their real estate and some of the financial options they have, as you know, I'm an accredited wealth management advisor,
right,
as well as a real estate broker. So I do bring in other ideas for folks to think about. But ultimately, I have found in 28 years of business that real estate is the ideal investment for most people in most mm-hmm. situations. And in this area, they have built up, if they've owned their property more than 10 years, they have built up a substantial equity pool and something that they can use for retirement and really create that life that they want.
Yeah. And yeah. In this area, it's just the appreciation is so dramatic.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And yes. So people really need to have a solution. And a lot of people don't know what to do. And some people think, oh, well, I'll just, hold on to my property and that will be all I need to do. And that works to some degree, but you got to be careful. There's other options out there, and if you don't look at them, you're going to miss out.
Like I was saying earlier in the program, when people use the word retirement, it means different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like it to mean for most people that they are simply going to retool and redirect their energies and focus into something that excites them and something they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what retirement really means. It's simply taking your car and pulling off a tire and retiring it so that it drives again and maybe driving a different direction.
Yeah, you can go back out on the road safely.
Yeah, and so if you do that, and if you're shown a way to create true financial freedom for yourself with the asset you already own, so you don't have to make any dramatic changes, it's a mind blower for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're excited about it. Really great.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked. And so are our clients too. They're very excited. They see the potential of the program. And as they are starting to get more familiar with the benefits, they really learn that, my property is going to give me the ability to live and do what I want. It's pretty incredible. So I definitely like to reach out to any possible people out there that are listening to give us a call at 888-NO-TAXES because that's one way that you can start using your own primary residence or other real estate to help benefit you now.
Absolutely.
Take advantage of that dead equity that you may be just sitting on.
Absolutely, Mike. That's great. And for those of you out there that have income property, whether it's a single family home or duplexes or fourplexes or something substantially larger, we do have programs where you can double your income. I don't think we've had any clients where we weren't able to double their net income at the end of our program. And in many cases, we've had triple or quadruple their income because of either bad management, bad tenants, or just not paying attention really to the management part of the business.
Right. And on top of the gains in their net income, they're reduced management hassles and essentially zero management hassles. Yep. That's really the major benefit.
Yeah, our legacy investment plan that we prepare for folks when they come into our office is designed either for somebody who's coming in and has a home and says, I'd like to see what my options are. There's no obligation, and we're not pushing people any direction. We just want to show them what the options are, and we will show them how they can convert that home into something that will create a wonderful financial stability for them moving forward. And if they're an investor and they have rental properties and they want to find out ways to get out of property management and reduce their property taxes to zero, which is what we can do for them, then in that case, and pay no capital gains tax on any sale, they can do that. And that can re-energize their life, really.
Yeah, and it's really incredible because people are they just think that they have their property, and as you said before, they have to sell it or that they keep their investments in real estate. And that's not the case. We're able to help them diversify their investments using the real estate that they have. They can pull out cash in order to buy a new downsized residence or put out some other kind of investments, some other types of stocks and bonds, more conservative investments, or be more risk-taking if they like, and using the real estate that they have in order to do that.
That's right. Using what they already have. That's what's critical about this.
Yeah.
No major financial changes need to be made except just repurposing and redirecting what they already have.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's great about it. In a future show, Mike, I think we should address this idea of the legacy triangle and do a deeper dive into each of those three trio of benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you went over them, I think sufficiently this show, but we can really get much more detailed, and there's so many benefits that you can from each one of those points.
Exactly.
That you can explain.
Yeah, that's right. And for our listeners to understand, what does a secure investment really mean? And why is it important to own a free and clear property towards the end of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that may be intuitive to some, but others might need explanation. So we'll do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Well, Mike, as always, our time is drawing to a close, and there is much more to say. And luckily, we have next week to present more of our ideas to our listeners and give them some more insider tips about real estate and hope that they can start to look at their real estate, whether they own it yet, I should say own it now, or they're going to be investing in real estate, for them to understand a little bit more about what real estate really is.
Mm-hmm.
We think real estate is the ideal investment. And on another show, I will explain exactly what ideal really means. But ultimately, it's got so many benefits that are tangible to people. Tax benefits, income benefits, use benefits. It's a great investment for people to have, and at least to have a portion of in their portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, okay, Mike, I will see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week. It's been a nice diversion from our workaday world.
Right. Yeah, it's been a great time, and appreciate you having me here.
You bet. And to our listeners, take care, live your dreams, and we'll talk to you next week.
This has been your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. It's his mission each week to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. If you have a specific real estate challenge or story you'd like to share with Chuck, just send an email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. Again, that's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. That's 1-888-NO-TAXES. Be sure to listen again next week and every Saturday at 2 p.m. for deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the station, its management, owners, or advertisers, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate advisor before making any investment or financial planning decision. Stanford Property and Finance, BRE number 889106.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.